For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
I want to ask you a question. Do you do meal prep?
Yep.
You do. Okay, well, Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. And they help you fuel it fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with a healthy lifestyle. So if you do meal prep and you're too busy with your end-of-summer goals to cook, want to make sure you're eating well, with Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store, the chopping, the prepping, the cleaning up, while still getting the flavor and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, and all you have to do is heat and enjoy and get back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34-plus weekly flavor-packed, dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with the Gourmet Plus options. You can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. If you're too busy running around all the day to think about lunch, you can keep your energy up with the Lunch to Go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers. And they're ready to eat when you're on the go, no microwave required. And if you're looking for calorie-conscious options, you can try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best for the rest of the summer, try Protein Plus meals with 30 grams of protein plus or more per serving. And you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45-plus add-ons, including breakfast items like the apple cinnamon pancakes. You're a big fan of these, the bacon and cheddar egg bites. And they have also potato, bacon, and egg breakfast skillets. Or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. If you're into that, they offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Bro, you won't believe how many girls at our club like, use Factor. Like Factor's, like, when you see meal prep at our club, like, you see the Factor meals. All these girls eat Factor meals. It's crazy. So head to factormeals.com/K1050 and use code K1050 to get 50% off. It's ridiculous. That's code K100F50 at factormeals.com. That's factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. You got to give it a try at that price.
Bro, this thing's ridiculously good, and here's the reason why for me. Because besides all the reasons that Disco said, you don't got to go to the store and pick up the things, it's already there, you don't have to really cook it. Bro, they prep it and they send it and they put it in this cooler with all these ice packs in it. So it comes really, really fresh. And I'm going to tell you one thing I really love. They have this black pepper and sage pork chop. Bro, and it's not like a thin little pork chop that you get. It's a thick southern style pork chop. And it's absolutely delicious. They have a chorizo chili. So they got everything you can imagine. Right.
And I think you'd see, if you saw I was putting my order in for this week, D.I., there in the Gourmet Plus, there's a filet mignon and shrimp, roasted garlic filet and shrimp, which I'm very much looking forward to getting, considering how good all the other stuff's been.
All right. So, you know, get your meal prep on. Stay healthy. Check out Factor Meals. Boom.
All right. We ready to do the mail?
Yes, we are.
Okay. That's an interesting pause. All right. So first one's from Ben. Ben, Saturday nights are ripe for a fight. What's up, K100? The ratings apologist tell you Saturday night is just a bad time slot when Big Bill versus Kevin Neal fails to draw in collision. How do you explain Saturday night's main event's monster ratings in the 80s airing from 11:30 to 1 a.m. Eastern? Because wrestling was, well, Hogan and Andre were very popular. But I'll say this, bro. I said after the second week of Collision, I said this is Rampage Night 2. And it is Rampage Night 2 with better production. Like, bro, you have all this talent. Look, Joe, read the names of read the matches that they had on Collision this past Saturday night.
Let me just say this. You said that Big Bill... Well, let me kazoo that name because that's hideous.
Bill.
Right. Versus who?
Kevin Neal.
Who?
Kevin Neal. It's a giant.
I don't know who that is.
Incredible performer from. He's a Collision superstar. Kevin Neal. He beat him in a minute and a half.
What's his record?
I don't know. So.
What's his record? Like, who would care about that, really? But go ahead.
Joe, what were the matches on the Collision Suite?
Jay White versus Dalton Castle.
When was the last time Dalton Castle was on TV?
He came out with the whole encore with the Cabana Boys, the Wings.
Unique stuff and anything?
Good showmanship, but
we have Dalton Castle on. He hasn't been on forever. Who else?
Then you got Bullet Club Gold versus the Iron Savages.
The Iron Savages.
Okay.
That's Bear Country. I saw that. Yeah. Now they come out in these outfits, kind of like they're like, you know, rockers type, all black and, you know.
So, right.
Yeah.
So Big Bill versus Derek Neal. Willow Nightingale versus Diamante.
All right. Diamante is Killian's girl.
Powerhouse Hobbs versus Kevin Koo. Kevin
and Kevin too.
Kevin Koo. Koo is spelled KU. I've never heard of that.
Okay.
Darby Allin versus Christian, which, you know, that's cool. There you go. And that's it.
The other day I said that the only real manager in AEW is
Don
Callis. I'm gonna add Christian to that list. Yeah.
Next is from Eric Blanco, subject is Von Erichs. Hey Conan, did you wrestle with any of the Von Erichs? If so, how are they in the ring? Kerry said he'd be on his way to bigger things if his demons hadn't caught up with them.
Wait a minute. I'm going to answer the last question first because I remember a lot about this. You got to remember the reason the Saturday night main event thing was really popular is because no wrestling show had been on like, you know, main
network
you know,
TV.
Network TV, right? And it was at night because usually – what time did you watch wrestling in Atlanta? Because in Miami came out at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm. What time? Not the Saturday night, the regular WWE show.
Yeah, like Superstars or whatever.
That yeah. Like what time was that on?
9 o'clock, wasn't it?
9 o'clock in the morning or at night?
I don't remember.
At night. Okay. Well, Miami was at like 12 o'clock, right? So here it was at night, and bro, it was replacing Saturday Night Live sometimes, which was a very popular show, right? And so, and this is what they did. If you remember, we grew up disco. I don't know. I don't think Joe caught any of this, but we grew up when on TV was usually the stars versus enhancement talent, right?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. And so you had to go to house shows or to the pay-per-views to see real matches. And the Saturday Night main events had the shows you weren't watching on TV, like Andre and Hogan and motherfucking, they had cage matches. I remember flag match. Hogan was like on all of them. You know what I'm saying? That's when he was really hot, because they had just done, and I don't know if you remember this, Disco. Remember they had just done some shows on MTV and they did monster ratings?
Yeah, the war to settle the score.
Right,
and,
right, yeah.
And MTV at that time, if you didn't live it, everybody watched MTV. If like you were a teenager or like a kid, or you know, you're like, you were into music, because they had pop and rock, all the top hottest groups, the newest groups. And then when rap came along, you know, they embraced that. So that was really big to go on MTV, that which all the networks knew all the young kids were watching, and have some shows. And that's what, you know, then after that, they got the deal for Saturday Night Main. Okay. Now, plus, the other one was about, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, plus this guy, it's just to not, the comparison's apple and oranges. If you really wanted to compare, he would look at when Saturday Night's Main Event came back in the mid-2000s. And made like one or two episodes because it wasn't popular. It's different now. It was different 15 years ago when it was back on NBC, you know?
Yeah, well, there were less channels. MTV was huge. You know, there's other factors that aren't in play today, right? You know, and plus we're saturated with fucking wrestling. And then the other one was the, who was the guy that was barefooted? The Von Erichs? Kevin. So I wrestled with him in Arena Mexico, very cool, but kind of eccentric. And then I met Kerry in WWE, and bro, he just looked like a star. Like, they don't make guys like that anymore. He just looked like a fucking, like a movie star, really, to tell you the truth. And he was he didn't even know me, and he was very, very nice. He goes, yeah, we need guys like you here. You know, I'm from Texas, the Hispanic thing. You got a good look, you know, welcome on board. Like, he was really nice, and he didn't even know me. So that's what I can say about them.
The next one. So did you, I read this next one. You didn't answer it.
Who are you talking to? You read it to who, and I didn't answer it.
No, he just,
He didn't.
We're past the monarch. Yeah.
Okay. Next one's from Ultra Frog Roller Frog. And the subject is because why? Hey, K100, do you guys think that Tony Khan re-signed the Elite because he has creative reasons, or just because he didn't want them to go to WWF and become huge stars? Tony Khan has no creative skills. Well, he re-signed the Elite because they're kind of like homegrown talent to him, you know?
Yeah.
As a promoter, okay, and Conan, you've been in this position, is like, if people are sitting there like knocking you, like, oh, just, you know, you have all this criticism, like, you kind of like, okay, well, we sold all the tickets. So it's right. Like, you know, right. It's very difficult.
Well, we sold a lot of tickets, as long as it was profitable.
Right, exactly. It's very difficult to get Tony Khan to sell for this, because this is like his biggest show.
He's got 80,000 people that have bought his ticket. They like the show, and they're going to be there. What buildup do I need to make? They're there. You know, yeah.
People are upset. You know, people that bought the show already, and that's their fault. They bought the show. Yeah. Okay, you paid for it without knowing the card. He kind of delivered a lackluster card, but it's like, okay, you're not, and it's like, well, what did you think? You know, you bought it based on nothing. You just the fact they're having a show. So the brand is the one that's selling. So go ahead.
And I just think to answer this guy's question, I don't think he wants a PR disaster on his hands, because he already had one vice president leave, who ended up looking good in that deal, I believe WWE, right? Okay. Yeah, no shade to AEW, you know, it's not a shot. And so imagine three VPs leaving. They're just vice presidents and three big names, you know what I'm saying? So
next is from Rock Miles and some of his Goldberg bumps. Hello, Stevie Richards started a YouTube channel where he breaks down wrestling moves and bumps. Last week he broke down the Goldberg spear. 4 minutes in, Richards does a slow-mo replay of Goldberg diving headfirst into the ground. Richard says that Goldberg had no regard for his own safety and that he doesn't know how Goldberg never broke his arm or neck. Do you agree with Stevie, and how rough were those spears to take? Thank you, that's from Brock. Bro, Goldberg concussed himself giving Paige a spear.
Crying,
you know, he would spike his head into the ground sometimes. Like,
yeah, and he's, bro, and plus, know, haven't you seen documentaries of him backstage banging his head against the fucking right. wall?
He was a football player. Wall.
And the time that he broke that glass, I was there.
The car,
you know, and he fucking Scott Hall just buried him on TV. Yeah, right. And yeah.
He got mad.
And so, yeah, he got mad and he put it right. So, you know, he was very, you know, wound up. And, you know, like when you walk by Goldberg before his match, you could tell he was focusing in and getting intense and getting into his character like very few.
All right.
Would be incorrect at that.
No, you're correct. Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane. Okay, a lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything, right. And a million products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, 1 stroke, 1 guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the weed whacker for your hair and for your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. They got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, that their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, the next one's interesting, Jody. You have these pictures ready to put up?
Although okay. I had the Stevie video. I guess you don't want to watch that.
It's pretty...
Are you at the Guantanamo Bay one? Or you,
no, but Jason Turpin, La Hiedra.
Well, I know about Guantanamo Bay, so if we...
From Jason Turpin, it. La Hiedra's support of Fuerza Cuatrero. Hey, guys. A few months ago, Larry Dallas went over a story with AAA wrestler Fuerza Cuatrero was arrested for allegedly striking his girlfriend, CMLL wrestler Stephanie Valquer. Some details from the police report have leaked online. I attached a photo of her neck. The last thing I read was a judge ordered Cuatrero to stay in jail for 2 months to wait another hearing. Anyways, over the weekend, AAA luchador La Hiedra posted a bunch of IG stories in support of Cuatrero. I included a couple below. They basically said, "Te crimos, we believe you," and declared that he is innocent. Does Conan know if there have been any updates in this case? Has any other evidence come out? And question for Disco. How bad of a look is it for one of Triple H's top female stars to be posting this? That picture below does not look good. Thanks, and that's from Jason Turpin. Okay, so first of all, you got these pictures up, Joe. Show the picture of the girl's neck.
What was the hashtag?
Yeah, it's up. It's up.
What was the hashtag she used?
The hashtag she used was...
We believe you, and
we believe you.
She declared his innocence.
Okay, but how do you say it in Spanish?
Te crimos.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Te crimos. No, but I just wanted you to butcher it again. let me see. I think Joe caught on.
Okay, I want to make a point here.
One question for you, one question for me. You answer yours first.
That does not look like a choke. That looks like scratching or something. Well, that's a very weird pattern of scars for a choke.
You choke someone with a ring on, though.
Is that it, maybe? Or yeah, I don't know. It's very
I don't
weird.
Know. I'm just playing it.
Because it looks like multiple marks, and I'm wondering how does that, you know, if you choke, you have like, I don't know. That's a very weird, very
maybe
weird.
Maybe he was cosplaying and put on a duck web or something. Nothing joke.
Cody, do you have any details from this, by the way?
Okay, what is the question he was asking me?
Is there any updates in the case? Has any evidence come out? Any other evidence?
Okay, so La Hiedra is dating this guy's brother, okay? That's number one. Number two, supposedly from what I'm hearing from the guy's side is that I guess this is what they're arguing. I don't know this to be a fact because he's still in jail and he's supposed to go before a judge pretty soon, that they measured the his hand with those fingerprints and it's not his hands, and that I guess there's you know, this is hearsay, mind you, that she had problems before with a former boyfriend. These are just allegations, nothing I can confirm or backing up. I'm just telling you what I've heard, right? And I'll give you an example. There was this, if you know, you know, there was this Edekan, which is like a ring girl in AAA, and she had been with this one wrestler, and this one wrestler told the other wrestler, watch out, because you know, I had this problem with her where she said I did this to her and I did that to her and she might try it on you. She did try it on him. And then a third wrestler dated her and he was warned and she did it on him too. Like at the end of the day, well, you know, nobody knows who's right anymore unless you're there, you know.
Right.
He could have choked her and that's his marks. We don't know. I don't. All we have as evidence is a photo.
Next is from Johnny Castro. Subject is K-100 Talks, Guantanamo Bay. Hey, fellas. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the 9/11 terror attacks, along with four other terrorists, could avoid the death penalty under a plea agreement being offered by the Biden administration. The Biden administration's goal is supposed to get the worst offenders taken care of so they can close Guantanamo Bay. They sent a letter talking about the plea agreement plans last week to 9/11 victim families. What are the show's thoughts on this? We're coming up on the 22nd anniversary of 9/11, and these lowlifes still have not faced justice. I don't know. I'm not that interested in 9/11 stuff. So like I said, it's been 22 years. I mean,
did you read this, Joe?
Yes.
Did you read this? Okay, what do we need to know? Because it's kind of long.
Well, the Pentagon sent a letter to the 9/11 families, and it says that the plea deals are being considered in which the five men would accept responsibility and plead guilty in exchange for not receiving the death penalty. So I don't know. Obviously, the 9/11 families, a lot of Americans are going to be pissed off at that. If you're one of the planners and, you know, 4,000 people were slaughtered and burned to death and had to jump and all that, you know, I think that might warrant the death penalty. So what's the debate? Why is there even a debate here? And it's going to make this administration be looked upon even less favorably. They're going to be the administration that let the 9/11 guys live. You know, that's, I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing. Was the evidence overwhelming that they're the ones that were like these specific ones were the masterminds of this?
If you read the 9/11.
Maybe that's why they're not, you know, they're not putting these people to death, is because the cover story is all bullshit. And, you know, so that's why they're not, like, you know, putting these guys to death, is what I would think.
That could be.
You know, the whole cover story, I'm just wondering if that's the case. Because why would they have not been, like, you know, been brought to, why are they letting these people go, or, you know, let them escape the death penalty for killing?
Because we're beholden to Saudi Arabia, that's why.
Maybe, I don't know. It's very shady, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, so... So Khalid, if we all remember this picture of him, very infamous picture of that hairy bear guy with the Einstein unkempt hair with the like white thing on that. You remember that picture, right?
Tremendous mustache.
Right. So this guy was a cocksucker and a half, because I read a book on him.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into everything because it's too long. But I can tell you this. You know, he was the guy that was behind the 9/11. You know, he was the guy that, you know, he sent Daniel Pearl to get killed. But I'm going to tell you what the problem was with him. And he had even done this plot where he wanted to rent these Cessna planes and just run them into the buildings, not even use U.S. planes. He also had this other plot where he wanted to get guys to go on the plane. Listen to this. Hide timers on the plane. And then and they would go off in a few days when they were, you know, when they had passengers in them. Like, this guy was, you know, upper level intelligence. You know, he even had tried a, like, what would you say? Like a trial, like he did a trial run with like this Filipino airline, mm-hmm. and not with as much, you know, explosives, just to see what would happen. Like, bro, this guy was on. But I'm going to tell you the reason why this guy, who should be sent to the death penalty, isn't being sent to the death penalty, because the human rights got involved, the Red Cross got involved, every snowflake got involved, and they're saying that he was tortured, which the government referred to something enhancement. What was the name that they used for it?
Like enhanced interrogation techniques.
Yeah, enhanced interrogation. You know, they had him at all these like black sites in Poland and Afghanistan. Like, they did these things that they shouldn't have done. But bro, this was a special case. They didn't have to go through the book. This is a guy that just masterminded, you know, and led all these, you know what I'm saying? And he's not going to receive the death penalty because he was tortured. That's what they're going with.
Right. That's the reason why, right? Obviously.
Right.
So next is from Hank Beanie. Subject is Andrade. Hey guys, a few months ago, I asked you what you thought the next move for Andrade would be. And at that time, Tony Khan suspended him and was sitting at home. Word was he was waiting for his contract to expire and signed back with WWE. Since then, he and his wife, Charlotte Flair, have separated and appear headed towards divorce. The move back to WWE is likely off the table. Andrade is still with AEW, but in his tenure, he has been a problem. It isn't a given that Tony Khan is going to re-sign him, and Andrade has also burned bridges with other promotions. He publicly buried AAA, and CMLL has him blacklisted. Seems his career may be in Tony Khan's hands. So my question to you guys is, once again, what do you think Andrade's next move is? Thank you. Tony, you should answer this. I have no clue.
Well, I think he's been signed by Tony, because we saw him on TV a couple weeks ago, or he's going to sign him. I guarantee you. And he's probably going to try to maybe reform La Facción Ingobernables. But I think he likes Andrade, and even with the trouble that there was between him and Sammy.
Right.
You know, he sees him as talent, and he hasn't really done shit with him, to tell you the truth.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like, I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So
what did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I gotta work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
Nah, not at all. That doesn't sound like any type. Yeah.
All right, so anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BETTERHELP.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
Next is from Tourist Wobbled. And the subject is, let him go. The latest in the dirt sheets is that Bill Goldberg is going to debut at All In 2023. And the person he's going to crush his debut, Wardlow. Goldberg coming into AEW would clearly be bringing new eyes to the company at a time when they really, really need to. But if this is what they have planned for Wardlow, then there's no other way to see it other than Wardlow clearly has nuclear backstage heat. I mean, remember when they had him hit CM Punk with his finisher 8 times in a row and then Punk instantly rolled him up for the pinfall win? Then that stupid shit with the TNT title and Samoa Joe? They're burying him on purpose. So guys, why do you think he's being buried, and why in the name of Jennifer Lopez's ass won't they release him? Well, I mean, it's Wardlow is their biggest botch, okay? Because, like, everybody's watching. This guy was rising to be a big star. And as soon as he beat MJF, it's just been – they haven't had any clue what to do with him. And I wonder if he does have heat. Cody, he's been very professional with you. Like, you get along with him and everything.
Yeah.
Does he come across as a guy that could possibly have that backstage heat?
No, but he's got heat, and it's probably over jealousy. Maybe that's what I'm thinking, because he's not
really
disrespectful. He's not cocky. Yeah, somebody's jealous of his push. You know,
really?
He ain't ready, or you know, whatever.
Have you heard whispers? Have you heard whispers?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. Well, that's good. That's hot news, then. All right. Yeah, because there's no. Honestly, you look at the guy's $1 million. Like, he should, like, but right now he should be like one of their biggest stars, or like have a belt, or like one of. Be in the championship level for sure, you know?
So. Right, and I think he knows it because, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't he been selling it on social media somewhere?
I haven't seen
like
that.
Like little hints?
Yeah, let me see here.
Okay, yeah.
Well, little hints that he has heat?
Yeah, or that they're not using him right.
Of course they're not using him right.
Like, yeah, but a lot of people are afraid to even say anything because, you know.
He has the win-loss record.
Yeah.
He should have the win-loss record that Orange Cassidy has. Like, he should be beating all these guys. They have the little guys on their show doing the Wardlow streak, you know? So, I don't know. Next one's from
Wardlow recently said, because he was on the debut of Collision, and it says he hasn't made an appearance since. He said, I've been off TV for, this was at a live Q&A thing. I've been on TV for a couple of months, and I've been very depressed. Wrestling is my everything. It makes me happy. It was a rough start for me on Collision. I do not know when I'll be back, hopefully soon. Today, I feel like me again for the first time in months. I just want to thank you guys for coming out, blah, blah, blah. So obviously he said stuff like that not being on the show and being used is making him miserable.
Well, he's depressed. Something's going on. If you know you're getting a push, if you know you have a program, you're not depressed. So something's going on.
Who would be jealous of a guy like this, though?
Who knows, bro? I mean, they're very petty.
You do.
No, I don't. I don't know. I just heard that he might have heat, but I never heard who it was.
Next is from the Phenom 389X. Subject. Well, I'll tell you. Okay, I'm just going to go out on a limb. Okay,
Jericho.
No. Who's the one guy that's pulling strings over there? If he's got heat with you,
Punk.
Yes.
Six letters. Yeah.
He's probably got heat with Punk. You know, I mean, I don't know why. You know, but I would. Yeah, that's just a guess.
Because he said I'm not going to be on Collision for a while. He didn't say Dynamite or the other one.
There you go. Who's Collision show? Punk show. Yeah. Next is from the Phenom 389X. Subject is Tony Khan's comments on Steve. Bro, let's be perfectly honest too. Punk knows that if he and Wardle have to cross paths in an angle again, he has to go under. Okay, 100%. Like, there's no other. He can't beat this guy. Like, if they have an angle with each other, Punk going over this guy again does absolutely nothing for anybody. Punk would have known if this guy's on the roster, we're on a path. I have to do a job for this guy. Throwing it out there. The next is from the Phenom 389X.
No, I agree with you because this guy has been as over as anybody they've ever had in their 4-year thing. Okay. They had a chance to really make him and make a really hot star, and now they're trying to repush him again.
Are they?
Should not be doing jobs.
They're not trying to repush him though. He's not on TV.
Yeah,
they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing with him. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're right.
Next from the Phenom 389X. Subject is Tony Khan's comments on Sting's AEW career. Did you hear this, Conan? Oh my God. Tony Khan recently did an interview and had this to say about Sting's career in AEW. When you talk about some of the biggest names in pro wrestling, for me, it starts and ends with Sting. He's one of the all-time legends. He's one of my all-time favorites. Sting is still a huge part of AEW, and one of the greatest things we accomplished was bringing Sting out of retirement. He is still wrestling to this day. He's undefeated in AEW, in fact, and he's on the greatest run of his career right now in AEW. I know Tony is trying to put over the company, but the greatest run of his career? When you look back at all the big matches and achievements from his career in NWA, WCW, and TNA, how can this AEW career possibly be greater? Might be better than his WWE career, but that's as far as it goes. I'd like to get your thoughts on this because that's a pretty bizarre claim. Thank you for your time. Bro, Tony makes wild claims. He's a promoter. So it's like he's going to start, you know, he's trying to put this over, but the nobody, like literally not one person would agree that this is the greatest run of his career. You can't find one person.
I think Tony's perception, and this will be YouTube, Joe's defending AEW again. Tony's perception probably is that in Sting's matches in AEW, they've tried to make them very memorable, and Sting's done crazy shit that he didn't do anywhere else. So he's looking at it like that. Well, look at all the effort he's putting out. He's doing this. He's doing these big spots, blah, blah, blah. This is why it's the most memorable. That's just my assumption, though.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. But when you're making comments like that, where you're obviously, you lose a lot of credibility because even though you believe it, somebody's got to tell you, hey, maybe he doesn't even check with anybody. I don't think that's the best comment to make because, bro, I saw this thing and I agree with everything Joe said, but that's nothing to the popularity and the way he was used when he was Surfer Sting with the blonde hair. Remember that one?
Right.
Disco? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How hot was that guy?
Yeah.
Plus his match with Hogan that was built for a year and a half.
Bro, when he was Crow in the NWO, bro, he was the man. When he was in the Wolf Pack, we were hot as fuck. Yeah.
Next is from Jared Smith, subject is Hall and Nash. Hello, gentlemen. Hope all is well. I was listening to a Scott Hall interview clip where he mentioned him and Nash trying to get fired from WCW in retaliation for Sean Waltman getting fired. He said Nash had already called Vince to come back to WWE, and they went into Eric's office to intimate him to give them the release. Do you guys hear witnesses? Thanks as always. Conan would have more on this.
Well, I was there that day, and they were mad because they had fired Pac because Eric was mad about something else. It had nothing to really kind of do with Pac, and they sent him home. And I remember that they told me that they had asked for the release, and he said no, and that Sean was going to show up on that show that night, I guess, on Raw. And they actually came out with some 8-6 Pac. Remember he had like a shirt that said instead of an 8-ball, it was like a 6-ball?
Yeah.
Right.
Remember that shirt? And they came out with those shirts in like solidarity to him.
Next is from CJ Emanuel. Subject is very disrespectful. Greetings, lads. Since the show's inception, Disco has been handed some very old-timey insults. So far, he's been called a twerp, punk, louse, and grifter. How would you categorically rank these assaults on Glenn's good name from best to worst? What's next? Cad? Rapscallion? Varmint? Looking forward to the next music roundtables and stuff and everything. Respects to CJ Emanuel. You could suspend CJ Emanuel for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically he's offhanded. He's passively aggressively insulting me by saying what I've been called in the past.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CJ Manuel was suspended for a month from the mailbag. Congratulations, brother. Next one's from Gary Hands, and the subject is Dominic at WrestleMania. Right now, my favorite guy in wrestling is Dominic Mysterio. He's a perfect hateable heel, and he really is a great in-ring performer. I love seeing him get his ass kicked. I love how he's always such a slimy heel. When he does cheat to win, he's the man. My question for Conan and Joe is, what are your guys' predictions for what he might do at WrestleMania? I mean, there's no denying he's one of the top heels in the company right now. I'd be stunned if he was just put into a battle royal or something like that. For me personally, and clearly I'm just talking as a marquee fan, I would hope that somehow WWE could book Dominic Mysterio versus LA Knight for the World Heavyweight Championship. That'd be such an unbelievable crowd heat. Disco, you may speak too. Okay, we're going to give Gary Hands a suspension for like trying to direct who can talk on this and everything. Since I'm
how long is the suspension?
Give him a week to fester to right. Realize what he did. Yeah.
You're lucky because usually gives out 2 weeks.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, let me put over Joe for the last one. Well, I love that one because it was one of my favorite movies of all time, Scarface. But the one before that one, which from I think is from Goodfellas, right?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite lines of all time. Yeah, it's out of what he goes, yeah, he shot my shoebox kid. Yeah.
We actually had, you know what's funny? You know what's funny? One of the names of our fantasy football teams, and one of my I've been doing fantasy football for like 40 years now, right? One year, one of the team names was Maury's Wigs. I mean, is that right?
Come off, not even anymore.
Right. Okay. Dominic. I mean, Dominic's been great. Let's be honest. Okay, Dominic is a regular listener of the show, and he has used a lot of the advice that we give out freely on the show and everything, and all that. He's become a better worker, you know. And I've worked out with Dominic a couple times, so I know how, you know. And stuff and things.
He's not just a friend of the show. He's family of the show.
His family of the show. And he's like, so we can see he's kind of like a, what do you call it? When you're a, he's vicariously performing through him. because he's used all of the advice. And I told Risa, I want to see, like, I haven't seen the show this week, but I want to know, because, like, I mentioned recently that did I say his kicks didn't look good one of the shows because he wasn't
So did I.
Okay, so I want to see if he's corrected that, if he's listened to the show. But like
he has.
Okay, so like,
called him on that. Yeah,
right. He listens, you know. So
He knows. He knows. You know. He knows. I know. I mean, he let you train him. I mean, just Ray ain't gonna send him with some jack off. But anyways, the thing is this. That would be a great match. He would be booed and LA Knight would be cheered, but I wouldn't put it for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. Konnan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver, because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Get you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com, and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit. Or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
Next is from Tommy Herman, subject to Saudi Pro League. What's up, Joe's
Not
crew?
Yet.
Let's suspend him for a week for that.
All right, two. Give him two.
Joe's crew.
One for you, one for me. Right.
More and more football
his
players.
Crew, his cats.
Yeah. More and more soccer players are moving to the Saudi Pro League for higher salaries. A lot of them still in their prime age wise, such as Mendy, Firmino, and Neymar. You get players moving there at the end of their career and cashing in, but why would the younger players give up on achieving great sporting success for this? It's not like they were eating peanuts at their European, earning peanuts at the European clubs. What say you? Does it make sense? Would you have left WCW at the height of your career to work for an indie company broad for, say, double your salary, knowing that afterwards you struggle getting back to what you once were in terms of star power? The best, that's a T-Bone Flanagan. Bro, these guys have already said, if they had never gotten a star treatment, okay, then I would say, like, you know, well, you know, but bro, these guys have been in the Premier League and been big stars and been in the World Cup and stuff. So it's not like they've already done all that stuff. Now you want to get paid. Like, I don't know a professional athlete that would do it for free. Like, all the professional athletes have agents and they get paid. You try to get the most money you can. And these guys, the Saudis are paying exorbitant amounts of money. That's
not
how they
only
got
that,
golfers.
Bro, they give you a VIP treatment nobody else gets. I'll give you an example. I think it was Neymar, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He took a picture in front of a plane. The king of Saudi Arabia sent a like his personal plane. That's what it looked like.
Right.
To pick him up. Bro, yeah. That special touch, it's like back in the day, I remember when WWE picked me up in a limousine. I'd never been in a limousine. I was like, oh my God, you know, they're bringing me in a limousine. Like, that counts. You know what I'm saying? And they sent a private jet for this motherfucker that said Saudi Arabia on it, you know?
Now,
who knows what other perks he's got when he's there. Personal driver, personal fitness guy, personal chef, and house. Right. That's the government. That's that fund thing that they have, that Saudi funding company that's got like, you know, $700 billion dollars or whatever it is.
I thought that last question was kind of interesting. I wanted to hear you guys respond to it. Like, if you were like, I don't know, people say your contract numbers are out there. I don't know. You said they weren't accurate before DI. But if you guys are making 300, 400, up to 500 grand a year from WCW, and then this guy, you know, Saudi Arabia, England, wherever, is like, I'm starting a company and I'll give you $1 million a year.
100%
I go. Would you move? Would you go? Yeah.
Absolutely. For double what you're worth? Absolutely. And
that's what these guys are kind of getting, right, in their deals?
No,
you still do the same job. You're professional. Mm-hmm. It's as long as you're doing if you're being hired on your skills as a professional wrestler,
right,
and you would do the same for 500,000
there's guys,
part of the world is $1 million in another part of the world. Yep. I do it for $1 million.
There's guys that back in the day, and even to this day, they're marks for championship belts. You know, they're marks for being on TV. Right, you know what I'm saying?
And not to mention, a lot of these guys have families and kids. How do you tell your family?
I'm gonna
take half the money. You know, that somebody's offering. They would go, no, we want as much as our family wants. We want all the smoke.
Here's the thing.
Yes, of course, right?
The only thing you should be a mark for is the money, bro.
Right.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Once you've wrestled in a sold out arena and bet on TV, and you've done that and done it regularly, it's like you can go other places.
Right. How long did the guy say 2 or 3 years if you would go to an indie company? I think he actually put the years there.
Yeah, something like that, right? Well, I would do it in a heartbeat. So, man, plus two, the money's good. You're working for a promoter and you're worried about getting paid. The Saudi money, they got a fortune, and you're getting ridiculous amount of perks.
Yeah.
You know, Ronaldo's allowed to live. Ronaldo's not married to this girl, and they like broke the rules that he got come to, like, you know, with his girlfriend, and like, you know, and live with his girlfriend and stuff, everything. So it's like,
I'm not on BTV anymore, but I'll roll up to the place in a Rolls Royce and you'll say, oh, look, that's so and so. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you got to only worry about the money.
Next one is from Christopher Mason. The subject is, who's better? Greetings, K100 crew. Hope you're all well. My question this week is for everyone. The Who's Better series is certainly a conversation starter on the K100 socials, so I've got one for you here. In terms of the following, crowd reaction, match quality, impact on wrestling, longevity, who's better, Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins? I'd say Roman Reigns. Crowd reaction, impact on wrestling, longevity. And the match quality, probably the same. They're both really good workers. Kind of a silly question. Any of you think it's Seth Rollins?
No. I'd say Roman for sure.
But what is the who's better in each
category? Yeah, crowd reaction. That's I mean Roman, but Seth's no slouch, obviously.
Oh, okay, that's the question. Who's better? Say it again. What were the four?
Okay, crowd reaction,
match quality, longevity, and
impact.
What's the other one?
On wrestling.
Impact. Yeah, impact on wrestling. Yes, Roman.
Yeah, I would say Roman.
Next one's from Bill.
You're gonna say Seth, Joe?
No, but it's close, I think. I don't want to sell Seth short, Roman, yeah, you don't think it's, Seth's reactions are pretty fucking
good. Oh, no, he's good right now, but bro, what changed wrestling 3 years ago
when Roman turned and heel on the bloodline?
Yeah, he was right underneath it, but it was a bloodline led
Next
by Roman.
Bill, I don't know if this is Big Bill, but it's Bill.
Right.
Except it's your
Big
advice.
Bill anyways.
Big Bill, your advice. Hey, guys, the Street Profits are slowly character changing. Or slowing character changing. I'm going to suspend Bill for a week for a bad, grammatically inaccurate first sentence.
Rock a blah, baby.
The Street Profits are slowing character changing. What advice do you give them so they can become the next tag team champions? More of this or less of that, etc. P.S. Still praying for you, Conan. That's Bill from Wisconsin. He's praying for you, but I'm still suspending him for a week, Conan. What do you think of that? That's only praying for you get suspended.
Prayers don't get you off. Yeah.
I don't. The advice.
Would be we're going to drug rehab.
The advice would be butter up to the riders if you want to become the next tag team champions. I don't know. This is such a silly question. Suspension. Next is from Danger Ross in the subject Sky Angle. I've been watching some of the WWE's women's division. I had an idea for a faction split. Asuka joins Damage Control and things go very well. Dakota finds Sky and Asuka speaking in Japanese quietly and conspicuously. She asks what they're talking about, but they play it off and laugh. Finally, Asuka and Sky would turn on Damage Control, leading to a Japanese invasion in the women's division angle with the addition of Carrie Sane, assuming she signed the WWE. Carrie Sane, Sanye, or something. I don't know. Do you think an angle like this could work? How would you improve or book it? Also, do any of you watch Heels? It's on Stars, I think. What do you think of the show and how close it is to the real life of a professional wrestler? I don't watch Heels. This angle stinks. We don't take suggestions. All right, so I'm definitely this is stupid. A Japanese faction. What are you gonna? You know what they could call them? The Japanese faction. What about that? Oh, is that racist?
I gotta bleep the fuck out.
You gotta bleep that.
Maybe.
Well, what's a heel? What would you call a heel Japanese faction?
You can't even say Kamikaze. That's a great name.
But it's a heel faction. It's a fictitious. They're fictitious characters, and it's a heel faction of fictitious characters.
Yeah, but in today's society, that would almost be like, you know, calling yourself Pedro File and dressing up with like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Okay, next is from, by the way, your angle stinks, by the way.
I tried to recommend Heels to both you guys. I haven't seen the second season yet, but the first season was way better than I expected.
Next is from Jared Aviat. Something says, Mark Henry worked us all. Hi, K100 fam. I was having a discussion with fellow longtime wrestling fans and a lapsed fan. We all came to the conclusion that Mark Henry may be one of the best workers just in terms of his post-in-ring career. This guy's been on Busted Open Radio for a long time now, given his takes on the current product. Why is he on there? My main question for the crew is, what has Mark Henry done in his over 20-year career that warrants him to be one of the few voices on a widely known program critiquing all aspects of the biz? But greats like Barry Windham or Rick Martel are not given such a platform. Aside from wearing a salmon jacket and a short Hall of Pain run, why is Mark Henry considered a Hall of Famer and such a huge authority on wrestling? I watched a guy from 96 until he retired, and to me he's overrated with a capital O. Plus, he comes across very holier-than-thou like a big shot every time I hear the guy flap gums. Thank you, guys, and that's a guard from Jared. Jared, we're going to suspend you for a week for having such a bad take here. The fact he's been in the business for over 20 years makes him qualified. And what makes 100%. What makes you think that Barry Windham or Rick Martel want the platform?
Like, or that could be as entertaining as him. And I don't know how entertaining he is because I don't listen to the show. But, you know,
Mark Henry is far more entertaining than Jared Aviat's emails. I'm gonna say it. I said it. All right, but you're suspended, Jared, for a week. Maybe he put another one in. Who knows, right? Okay, next one's about.
Go home and get your fucking shine box.
Yeah. Next one's from Angel 17, and the subject is MJF. Hello, K100 crew. I really enjoyed your show, especially your argument how CM Punk is causing havoc in ECW. I have a quick question regarding MJF. If MJF were to go to WWE in 2024, what would be your dream feuds for him? Thanks in advance and have a great day. Well, I do a great feud with Seth because he's good in the mic. Cody, Seth, anybody that's got anybody's good in the mic. He could work with anybody.
LA Knight.
LA Knight, Miz, and he could do entertaining TV with literally all the good mic work guys on that roster, you know? So, and it's funny how Vince McMahon looked at LA Knight and thought that he would be thought he was a Max Dupree type character. So I always wonder
you got to remember, we had the advantage of seeing him in Impact, so we knew he was good. He only probably saw the guy once, twice, you know, who knows how quick he saw him. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he really paid that much attention. He said, good looking guy. I got this model gimmick. Stick him there.
Okay. Here's our resident booker, Brian Dunlap. He's our fantasy booker, so he always has angles. Subject is, what should WWE do with Omos? Hello, Conan, Disco, and Joseph. WWE did a good job of booking Omos in the Slim Jim Battle Royal, with the Nigerian giant looking like an absolute monster that needed 8 other wrestlers to eliminate him. However, before that, Omos has been booked as a really big man who loses to relatively smaller men in big match situations. Omos took a loss to Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, and Brock Lesnar. Who's next? Goldberg? There are rumors of Omos going up against Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Universal Championship at a future PLE. But really, what's the point at this point? Predictably, he's just be another name fed to Roman, plus the bloodline are heels, and so is Omos. It just doesn't smell right. I'd rather see Omos versus Carmelo Hayes for the NXT Championship. I think that'd be a match with a much more unpredictable outcome. It could be a real David versus Goliath. Plus, if this is how Hayes drops the title, him doesn't necessarily look weak losing to a 7'3" giant. What do you guys think WWE should do with Omos? Who's a baby face character that gets picked on a lot on that show? Anybody like to get, you know, maybe like a guy like you could take a baby face like a guy like Ali and like have him get picked on a lot and beat up a lot and everything, and have Omos kind of like be the like buddy up to him, be like his bodyguard type guy, and now he's a heel. You know, he's got a big friend and stuff. I don't know, you know, but as a feature character, he just doesn't cut it. He needs to be like a sidekick to somebody, like a manager or bodyguard of another character until he learns how to work. You know, because his work is not that good yet. What do you think, Conan?
The problem with Omos is that they put him in there before he was ready, and he's still not ready yet. Yeah, he's gotten better, but he looks like the most unintimidating bad giant I've ever seen. He was coming out with hokey clothes at the beginning. Remember, he would wear a lot of cheesy shit.
Yeah.
One time he's coming up as like an aviator pilot. I'm like, what is that?
Right.
But the guys that you mentioned that he lost to, can you mention them again? Do you still have the email in front of you? No.
Braun Strowman, Goldberg, Seth Rollins, and Brock.
Okay. All guys that are protected.
Yeah, I'll protect the guys. Right.
You haven't lost to Jay Brones. He said he lost to a smaller guy. I don't know. Well, yeah, they're all smaller than him. He's 7 feet. So they've protected him. Maybe they have future stuff for him in the future. I'm not an Omos fan, but that doesn't mean he can't get better. You know, he's still green. That's his problem. That's why they had, you know, they put him in. They had him in squash matches at the beginning. They had him with a good guy on the mic, which is MVP, who could also sit under the learning tree. I heard Nash had talked to him, and Undertaker, and they liked him. So he was getting good knowledge. Just, you know, you can have all the knowledge you want. You still got to, you know, put in your reps.
All right, next one's from Jason Bear. And the subject is Vivek, lose yourself. I'm going to do something strange here with Jason Bear. I'm going to give him, Jason, you could submit 2 emails next week if you want. Okay, I'm going to give the guy a bonus email because of this. Longtime listener, first time emailer, compliment number 1, Conan and Disco, thanks for keeping it real in an untethered society. The reason I'm giving you the extra email is because of your compliment number 2. Hmm. Comment number 2, Joe is decent, slightly above mediocre.
Yes.
Would you agree that analogy, Conan? That Joe is decent.
I would say slightly below mediocre. I would just attempt.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Ingredients of Maya, what we just witnessed, Vivek Ramaswamy perform Lose Yourself prior to his speech. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. Vivek Ramaswamy, the guy that the Indian guy that's running for president for the Republicans. You haven't seen him?
Oh, that was his name. Okay, I didn't know what his name was.
I
know exactly who he is.
Very impressive, Vivek, since listening to him, Russell Brand. Curious is the crew's first impression of Vivek. Can't believe he's just 30 years old. Clearly better than old Puddin' Fingers DeSantis. Cordially yours, Jay Bizzle. Vivek is very, very intelligent, okay? But this is what the guy's skill is. When he has a point, he perfectly orates his point that makes it very simple for everybody to understand. Like you can tell the guy is very intelligent, but does not speak condescendingly and speaks very plainly so people can understand exactly what he's saying. He is very good at that. It's like, you know,
That somebody on the left could probably look at and go, you know, crazy like the other guys.
This guy does not sound like, you know, he sounds very intelligent, which does not come across like, you know, Trump sounds like a dope sometimes. Well, bro, a lot of these guys sound like dopes, you know?
The guy, the first time I saw him, this is what they said. He went to Yale and he went to like Harvard Law School. And I was like, okay, this guy's already going to be smart.
And then let me tell you about his history, too.
Yeah.
He made his money. He got five, like, he went into the, like, pharmaceutical, like, industry. Like, he was
Oh, that's right, because he had a degree in biology, too. Yeah,
right. So, but what he did was, he says, when you, like companies, it's very difficult for a company to get one drug approved by the FDA. Right. If you get one, you made it. Like you've made money. If you get one drug, like wow, okay, we did it. We got a drug approved, bro. His company had 5 drugs approved, which is like just off the chart. Like that's really really good. Like so the guy, bro, the guy's just very smart. You know, he's very well versed. Very, you know, and right. I'm gonna be very interested to see how they treat him in the debates. Okay, because the debates are kind of like a work because you can like.
Trump's not gonna debate. He's
Everybody knew that. Bro, you can't debate these guys. Vivek's gonna tear these guys apart.
Yeah.
He's way smarter than the rest of the Pence and stuff and Chris Christie. He's going to kill these guys.
Why is Chris Christie running? He has just no fucking chance.
Because he's an egomaniac. Like you said, you're gonna see the delusion on the
when you're out of public life and people are always sucking your dick. Hey, governor, whatever you want, governor, and I can do this, and I can close bridges, and I can close beaches. That's a lot of power. You know, and people become like glory hounds and you know what I'm saying? Like you know, media whores. You know,
I can do this. I can do TV, this.
I think in a logical, fair, and just world, we might see Vivek versus like RFK, but we're not. We're going to see Biden versus Trump, you know?
I would love to see them debate.
Guys that can do deep dives on these issues and they know the subject matter, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you used to have back in the day.
Yeah. Next is some
super, Vivek, super intelligent, logical, and like you said, has an easy way of explaining things to people, which means he's got no shot.
He does have a shot. Because if he kills these guys, he can. Because here's the thing people don't realize is whoever's number two, if Trump goes to jail, the number two guy's at the front is the Republican candidate. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to vote. Nobody's actually going to vote. Like, there's people that would probably, the MAGA people, if Trump was in jail, would vote for Trump to get him thinking that he'd get him out of jail. Like, he could run when he's in jail, right?
Yeah.
But it was just like, it'd be no shot at winning whatever. But if he, Vivek can absolutely compete with those other the Democrats, because all he's got to do to get the MAGA people, because the MAGA people were like Trump is basically trying to threaten the Republican, the RNCs, that if they don't support him, that I'm just going to tell my base not to vote, which he would do. That's the type of prick the guy is, right?
Yeah.
But all Vivek would have to do, and he's already said, if I become president, Donald Trump's in jail, I will pardon him day one, which is smart. And none of the other candidates have said that, not one of them. So he's running on
the Trump voters. That's very smart.
He's running the. He's never buries Trump. He always puts him over a lot of his policies.
They're friends. Yes,
right. That he's dragging their base along. It's like, hey, if Trump goes to jail, look at me.
Bro, let me tell you one thing. This is when I started to say, I like you for this. Bro, he promised to pardon Snowden and Assange.
Yeah.
He called them heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying all the things that a lot of the masses agree with, you know, so left and right, you know.
Right. Let me just say one more thing, because I remember he even said that he would pardon Hunter Biden because it would move the nation forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which a lot of people say they should do to Trump. So there's not a lot of fucking, you know,
right.
Could be, you know, right.
I have a question for the crew. You often talk about guys wearing T-shirts and jeans and not come across as stars, which I agree with. However, LA Knight does that as well and totally looks like a star. Can you give pointers on how someone can pull off such a tire and still look like a somebody? Is it LA Knight's physique that makes him from normal clothing look better? Thanks as always. I come to you for my fashion advice. P.S. Conan, that pink and purple polo you wore recently was sharp.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of compliments on YouTube about that as well.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's good for him.
That's from my male audience.
No, definitely LA Knight. He comes across and he dresses like a star. He's got, bro, his arms are hanging out of his sleeveless shirt. He's got big arms and shoulders. He looks like a star. He's got glasses on.
Yeah, he's wearing boots. He's not wearing sneakers. He's wearing Astromo jeans that are ripped. And he's also wearing a vest. He's wearing some sunglasses that look cool. You know, he's got a cool look.
Perfect. He's wearing an LA Knight t-shirt. He's wearing a vest. And he's got jeans up. Bro, he's not showing up to work and walking down the streets like that. This is what he wears on the show in front of people. You know what I'm saying? So like I say, he's not dressed like he showed up in his car and he got out of his car and walked to the ring. You know, so
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.